Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska's court system reports the jury trials in Kenai and Homer were suspended as of July 21st to at least August 6th due to the rise in COVID-19 cases across the Kenai Peninsula. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services reports that the current statewide alert level is high at 22.8 cases per 100,000, and the Kenai Peninsula Borough is even higher at 35.40 cases per 100,000. The DHSS identifies the Kenai Peninsula Borough as one of eight regions in the state in high alert status with widespread community transmission. Dr. Jim McLaughlin with the DHSS said the reason COVID cases are rising is
the Delta variant is now the predominant strain in Alaska, and we know that that Delta variant is much more transmissible than other variants.
The presiding order number 891 was signed by 3rd Judicial District Presiding Judge William F. Morse, who also signed presiding order number 893, which suspends jury trials in Anchorage officially as of today, July 28th, to at least August 13th. That suspension will be reviewed on August 11th. The suspension of jury trials in Kenai and Homer follows an order on June 15th that temporarily reduced the numbers of members in Kenai and Palmer grand jury panels. The suspension of jury trials in Kenai and Homer will be reviewed officially on Wednesday, August 4th. The Alaska Department of Public Safety is beginning the process of training 33 new law enforcement officers destined for locations across the state. The new officers began the 16-week Alaska Law Enforcement Training Academy in Sitka on July 25th. Lieutenant Grant Miller, Academy Commander for the Alaska Public Safety Training Academy, told KSRM.
Recruits from all over the state arrived here on this past Sunday, which was July 25th. We welcomed 36 on that day. And we currently have 33 of the 36 still enrolled in our program. The others left for a variety of reasons. During this 16-week program, the recruits can expect instruction in our criminal investigation, police procedures, search and rescue operations, obviously state and federal law, use of force and de-escalation, firearms and self-defense training, and control tactics, which includes, you know, handcuffing, pepper spray, use of the taser. Everything here has just a nexus on making sound decisions for our future officers, you know, considering the options that they have that are available to them based on their training and experience that we give them.
The training academy includes 3 village public safety officers, 4 court service officers, 15 local police officers from across the state, and 1 Alaska Parks Ranger. Miller said,
you know, they get training on cultural diversity because Alaska is a culturally diverse state. We want to make sure that, you know, folks that sometimes join our agency coming from other states that didn't grow up Alaskan is familiar with the cultures that we have here. They go through scenario-based training, trying to prepare them for what this job has in store for them, whether it be urban or rural. And then as they go through their careers and progress with their agency, whether it be the Alaska State Troopers or the Alaska Wildlife Troopers, these positions become available to them to go out and experience and do great work out there in those communities. When a student graduates from our program, they will typically go to one of 3 training posts, whether it be Palmer, Soldotna, or Fairbanks. They're going to do their field training there in one of those posts with field training officers.
For more information, radiokenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.